All right, let's get to Darryl Carpenter. He's ready and waiting with a fishing report from Grand Isle. Darryl, understand it's blowing a little bit down there this morning, which wasn't really expected.
No, I mean, Don, when I got up at 4, it was dead calm, but, I mean, it's pushing 10 or better now. Just in the last 30, 45 minutes, it started to crank up. The wild story was yesterday. I mean, when that front come through, we had 40-mile-an-hour winds out of the northeast for, I don't know, 2 hours. I mean, we had 3-4-foot waves rolling across the bay. And then we had another round come through about midnight, and the one at midnight was coming out of the north. And, man, that blew all the water out. The water's low, low, low this morning. It's coming up fast, but it's low. And we're just waiting to see what daylight's going to bring us because, I mean, I can tell you it's been a hell of a week, Don. I mean, we covered a lot of water this week, everything from out on the coast, you know, from out on the beaches to back up in the marshes. I mean, out on the beaches, the trout were playing a little bit funny with us. They were playing finicky, but, man, we got into the bull reds, the slot reds, and the sheephead, and I can tell you they're in full spawn because they were all full of eggs. And then, what was it, day before yesterday up in the marsh, I mean, we had a crew that wanted nothing but speckled trout, so we retreated up in the marsh, and I can tell you that they're starting to gang up because once we found them, it was one-stop shop, and then, you know, after an hour, then you got to decide whether you're going to sit there and play catch and release or go home early.
What was your percentage of catch and release and catch and keep?
Well, now while we were still working on our legal limit of fish, we only had 3 throwbacks. But now once that legal limit hit and they looked at us and they're like, really? We've only been on the water an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's like, can we do something? Can we just catch and release? And, you know, we did. We did up until, and you know what I told them was, I don't like doing that on a speckled trout. It's not like it's a redfish.
Right.
But, you know, what I told them was, yeah, we can go ahead and catch and release until we gut hook the first one. You know, once, you know, because you always take that chance, you know. And we were using plastic. Caught a lot of our fish on live bait, but we moved to plastic just to conserve the live bait after we had our legal limit. And it, you know, it wasn't long into it that we had one that swallowed it deep, and I knew he wasn't going to survive the release. And I'm like, guys, look, I'm just not going to sit here and do this, you know.
Right, so, no sense in doing that. How much difference has that 1 inch made on that lower end of the slot, that 13 inch going from 12 to 13?
Well, Don, it hasn't yet because of the way it took effect, because of when it took effect. Where it's really going to get us is when we get into those doldrums of summer. When that next year's fish, when you've got these massive schools of last year's fish that is just hitting 12 inches, that's where the adjustment's going to be. You're going to have to leave those to find bigger fish. But then the problem is you find the bigger fish, and after 2 of them, you got to leave them.
That's right. Well, you know, I sure hope most fishermen do exactly what you did. And if you got a limit and you get into them, and instead of just catching, releasing for the heck of it and risking killing a lot of fish, just move on, you know. Maybe go look for some sheephead or reds.
Right, either that, Don, or, you know, I'm sitting here looking at the layout of my boat, and I'm like, how can I add an extra live well? You know, how can I start live keeping fish, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to have to be some adjustments made. Either that or we're going to, you know, I mean, it's a good thing for us, but you sour your customers, is we're going to have a lot of short days.
Yeah. Tell me something on those sheephead. You said they're full of eggs. If I'm not mistaken, sheephead basically spawn offshore. So those females must be getting ready to move offshore, and they're still inside if you're catching them there, huh?
Yeah, well, Don, we were out on the beach. In fact, that particular day we were fishing. We made ourselves over to the Bayou Lafourche rock jetties, and we were fishing probably 15 feet of water right at the edge where the rock jetties taper off. And it was just, I mean, it was guaranteed sheephead after sheephead. And when we hit the cleaning table, as we started cleaning them, yeah, every one of them was overflowing with eggs. And it was another conservation trip. I mean, we kept what they wanted. And I mean, it was some RVers from out of town, and all they had was an RV-sized freezer. And, you know, after they got what they figured would fill their freezer, they're like, okay, we're done.
There you go. That's good trips, Darryl. If somebody wants to get one with you, tell them how to find you. I got you on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and you got your own website, correct?
Correct. RealScreamers.com. It doesn't matter how you spell it. We got them both. And or just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right. Hopefully you get a couple days off, but I know you're going to have a busy summer.
Oh, we're gonna take a couple days this week, but I'm just hoping we can get today off and what this wind does, because it's really starting to pick up.
Well, if you don't like the wind, you won't like tomorrow's rain forecast. I can tell you that, because
I'm telling you, everything I've got will be on the trailer and tie it down tomorrow. Because man, if that little line we had today yesterday gave us 40 miles an hour, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna give us.
Got it. Thanks for the report, Dow. Appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Bye bye.